Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. Think about when the 12 spies went and spied out the promised land. They came back, 10 said, we can't do it, it's impossible. There's giants, there's huge cities with big walls, they got chariots and horses, everything. And what they were saying was true. But God said, I've given you the land. So to God, it was an evil report. But I was only speaking truth. Someone said to me this the other day on the golf course, when I said, don't say that, he said, I'm a realist. Now, I wanted to go into a major teaching right there, but I was at the golf course. And I just left it. I thought, okay, remain a realist. See how far that's going to get you. You understand? There's a time when you've got to speak and a time when you just zip it. Amen. This was a time to zip it. But it shows you the world. I'm a realist. They've got giants. They've got walled cities. There's chariots. And let me tell you something. We saw ourselves like they saw us. Now you're even telling us how they saw you. How you perceive yourself is how you see others see you, right? They saw us in our sight. We are grasshoppers. Okay, so they don't get into the promised land. Even the two said that we can and we're well able, didn't get into the promised land at that time. They had to march around in the wilderness, living on manna. Amen. For 40 years. Now the problem that I see here is once that generation had been taken care of, now the next generation were going to go into the promised land. Caleb and Joshua, part of that, who said we can do it, 40 years later. But what's here? They didn't take care of business 40 years prior. And if you don't take care of business now, guess what? 40 years later, you're still going to have to face it. They had to go in 40 years later, and the problem was still there. The exact same problem. So the anger, the unforgiveness, all that stuff in our lives will remain until we choose to take care of it. Because God wants loving, gentle, and kind people, just like Jesus. Amen. So that's why we're doing this. And how can I affect this change in my life? We often think that. 1 John 5, verse 4, it says, yeah, I'm reading from the Passion. You see, every child of God, that's us in here now, and if you're not a child of God, you'll get an opportunity at the end of the service to become a child of God. But every child of God overcomes. Say, overcomes. Who's a child of God in this place? Let me see your hands. So what do? You overcome. What are you? You are an overcomer. What does that mean? When the problem comes, I step on the problem and I go across that problem. I don't say, well, under the circumstances, why? You're an overcomer. You shouldn't be under any circumstances. You've got to be over the circumstance. I mean, this is just the Word of God, right? Now watch ya. He says, every child of God overcomes. Oh, and continually conquers. Well, brother, you win some and you lose some. Show me scripture. Yeah. Have you ever heard someone say, well, you win some and you lose some? Hello, have you said it? Well, show me the scripture where God said that. And I'll show you the scripture where he said, thanks be to Christ, God, who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. I'll show you the other scripture that says, no weapon formed against me. I mean, I can show you scriptures forever. And yet we say, well, you win some and you lose some. If you've got that mentality, guess what you're going to do? You're going to win some and you're going to lose some. But if you've got the mentality and continually conquers, always victorious, always a winner, always an overcomer, guess what? You will win out every single time. Oh, Pastor, that's hard to believe. I mean, well, I know you don't think that because you're children of God. You're a word of faith. You know the word. But there are people who can't believe that. There are ministers that can't believe that. And so we don't want to be like that. Now watch that, he says, you see, every child of God overcomes and continually conquers the world. For our faith is a victorious power that triumphs over the world. So what's going on in the world right now? Chaos, mayhem, disgruntled, lying, falsities. I mean, the world is out there and it's going nutso. Right? How do I overcome that and how do I conquer that? He says, yeah, every born-again child of God triumphs by faith. The just have to live by faith. That's a big word from God. And so if I have to live by faith, I overcome the world by faith. 1 John 5:4, the New King James, or the King James says, and anyone that is born of God overcomes the world. And this is a victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. The faith that God's given us, the faith that God gave us to get saved, the faith that God gave us to get set free, is the same faith that we use to be an overcomer over the things of the world. So when the worldly things, which are part of the curse now, because remember, you are redeemed, Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed me. I don't know about you, but me. And I've claimed it. You better claim it too. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. For it is written, cursed is anyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. So the curse has been nullified to those who know it's nullified. You got to know it, you got to claim it, and you got to live it. Well, I'm just a realist. If it comes, I guess I'll just have to take it. No, that's not a realist. That's ignorance. My people are destroyed, God said, for a lack of knowledge. Amen. So this is what are we coming to with all this, Pastor? We're going to make declarations in a while. All right? So I'm trying to set it up for us. Listen to what he says in the message. Every God-born person conquers the world's ways. Now, listen. I know people that have gone through stuff. You know people. We know everyone's been through stuff. You've all been through things. And sometimes it looked like it wasn't victorious. Why some people got it, the finances, and others didn't? Why some got healing and others didn't? Now, I only know this, that God has the answer to everything. I don't. I am not God. I discovered that some time ago. Amen? How many of you know you're not God? And if God wants to reveal something to me, He will. And I'm not going to go to Him and say, why? If I go to Him with a heart open and say, Lord, please, could you explain to me so I can get an understanding what happened and why? He's done that for me so many times. And I can tell you something right now. You can get through anything. Having done all, stand. Having done all, stand. Sometimes we do a quarter, a third, a half. God says, having done all, then you stand. Amen. And so that's pretty important. And so we want to improve our own walk. We want to improve our own lives. Well, I don't need to improve. You do. Why do companies improve their products? Because products change because they're not perfect. They get better. People find better ways. People do better things. No matter what the product it is, there's always room for improvement. Amen. And so we're always changing. How many of you know we're always changing? Our tastes change. Oh, no, they don't. Well, you used to wear bell bottoms. You're not wearing them now. Some of you, that's over the head. If you're anything under the age of 100, you won't remember. Okay. Our tastes change. Our desires change. Our bodies change.
No, they don't.
Jesse Duplantis used to tell me, he told me one day, he was at our church and he told me this. Actually, he told the whole church. He said, if you've got a body with a six pack, he said, take pictures. Because the six pack's going to become a barrel one day. It's true. We change. Our bodies change. Our likes and our dislikes change. Our styles change. Don't they change? Only God never changes and only God never has to change. But we need to. God never goes out of style, but things in the world go out of style. Does it? And some people have even said you got to, the Bible's got to keep up with the modern days. It's an old Bible. We need to change it. One pastor said we've got to unhitch from the Old Testament. Are you kidding me? Are you nuts? And you're a pastor teaching people. I would have run right there. Amen. We overcome the world and the ways of the world by faith and with a power within us, the Holy Spirit. You can't do it by willpower alone. You can try the willpower, but we tried that with New Year's resolutions for 100 years up until now, right? And how's that working for you? Okay, what's a six-letter word for diet? Monday. All right. So what we're going to do is we are going to surrender. Now listen carefully. You know the song, I surrender all, I surrender all. And we're just hanging on to it. We're not surrendering it, but we're singing it. The cover looks, sounds, and smells great. And we're saying the right thing, but are we doing it? And this is rubber meeting road talk, amen? So we got to surrender it to God. We've got to say, Lord, this thing has been a hindrance in my life now since I can remember. Maybe it's something that's not that long. Whatever it is, you've got to say, Lord, this is causing me to not operate in all the anointing and authority that I could be operating on. You see, it's not God holding his anointing. It's not God holding his authority. It's us. You know what happens to us? When we know we got issues, we don't feel we can have the faith that we need enough to get what we need done. That's what it is. So we hinder our, the Bible says your own heart condemns you. God doesn't condemn us. Your heart condemns you, our own heart. We know because we're spirit-filled, we've got a spirit of truth, and we've got a spirit of discernment with the Holy Spirit, and we know when we are not operating on full capacity. Amen. And so the first thing, surrender it to God and ask Him to help us make the necessary changes by the power of the Holy Spirit within us. See, when the Holy Spirit came to join you, guess what He came with? He came with the fruits that He carries and possesses and He produces. The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, self-meekness, self-temperance, self-control, all the things we want to be. He's got them. So we need to turn within and say, can you help me in the Holy Spirit? And when my motive is right, my attitude is for the right reason, because remember, God looks on the heart. When my motives are right, God will start to move in that area. Now, how does He move in that area? And here's the problem. I prayed for patience and I'm stuck behind a guy for 10 minutes where it should take me two. The opportunities arrive. Lord, I want to be more loving. Guess what? Mr. Sandpaper's coming your way.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Don't sell your car for less. Your car is worth more than you think. Visit Wheels for the Heart Buy Center across from CarMax in Jensen Beach, where we beat most written offers, and help put single mothers and their children in reliable transportation. Wheelsfromtheheart.org. 561-231.